Hi, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting, talking to Mother Rose Campbell. You're the 65-year-old woman who we saw on tape being dragged from your vehicle by Alpharetta police. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well now.
When they pulled you over, you knew the law.
Certainly did.
You asked for the OD when he told you, my supervisor's not working today. What did you say to him?
I asked him for his officer of the day. I said, then call the officer of the day. And he looked surprised. He looked kind of perplexed at what I had said. And then I corrected it and I said, I need your OD. And he at that point gave me a look like, uh-oh, this one knows, that kind of look. And then since he didn't respond, then I said to him, I said, I need the supervisor of this shift now.
Now, you seem to know what you're doing when it comes to the law. How do you know all of that?
Well, I grew up in an environment of folks that dealt with situations in the community, that dealt with legal issues, dealt with community issues, and I also studied political science.
Okay, where?
At Xavier University in New Orleans and also at Tulane University. I'm a constant student of political science and of history. Mm-hmm. And of civil matters.
You're driving along, and the police pull you over. They didn't know who they pulled over.
No, they didn't. And they, above all things, they didn't know that I was a student and a protege of the late Ernest Dutch Moriel, the first black mayor of New Orleans.
So how did you know him?
He was one of my professors at Tulane.
You wanted the police officer to apologize to his parents. Even with that, says a lot about the kind of person that you are.
Yes, because I'm sure, I am absolutely sure, that if he's been raised as a Southern gentleman, they taught him better manners than that. And he needed to apologize to his mother or his father or aunts or grandmother. Someone taught him better than to do that.
He has resigned. How does that set with you?
Well, if that's what he chose to do, then I say it's okay. At least we know that for the time being, he won't be inflicting that type of behavior on anybody else, whether it be a woman or a man or a young or old. He won't be doing that anytime soon. I think that folks need to become aware. If this is an eye-opener for folks, not only become aware, but become inclusive in making things happen correctly in the state of Georgia. We have a lot of different origins here in Georgia, different folks from different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And we all come here with some type of traditional knowledge of interaction, human interaction. And for some reason, I've noticed in the last 10 to 15 years that a lot of it has gotten diluted. And a lot of people, because there's no accountability that they have to give to those immediate folks to them, have chosen to kind of gotten lackadaisical. And we need to cut that out. In the South, respect is utmost. Respect is utmost, and it needs to come back. Respect and hospitality.
Where are you from originally?
Well, I was raised up in New Orleans. Yes, in Louisiana. So I have that old Creole, and in some cases in the modern times it's called the Cajun way of life. So that's where I come from. That's my tradition.
And you've been in Atlanta how long?
I'm going on 26 years.
Mm-hmm. You have children?
I have one daughter and one grandson. That's why I'm a grandmother. Yes, and they live in the Bay Area in California.
Mm-hmm. What are your plans? This is my last question for you. What are your plans? This has happened to you. You've met state lawmakers now. The Legislative Black Caucus is behind you 150%. In terms of activism, getting out there, letting your voice be heard, what do you plan to do?
Well, when given the opportunity, I will advocate for correctness. Because the bottom line is correctness.
Among police officers?
Among officers, among civil servants, among corporate folks, among people in general. Because I have found over the many years here in Georgia that there are a lot of lacking situations and that need to be addressed. And that's, again, because we have so many people coming from so many different directions that there has not been a cohesiveness, that it has not been grounded yet. And so I think that the folks that are from this area, from Georgia, from the South, need to establish the fact that although you may come to our area, we will not allow for the dilution of who we are and we do not need to sell ourselves out for a dollar so that we could be part of some type of group. That doesn't matter. The tradition is very essential, and it needs to be addressed. It needs to be dealt with on a human level.
Rose Campbell, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been my pleasure.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.